DW, the 77%.
Oh, Jaja, y'a pas moyen, Jaja. J'suis pas ta gata, Jaja, genre, en katana, baby, tu t'aides ça.
This is 77% DW's youth program, where we debate about issues affecting young people across Africa. Recently, there has been much talk about one African currency, one passport, and now one common African language. Did you know that Africa is the only continent where a majority of the languages taught in schools are international languages like French, English, or Spanish? At 77% today, we will hear views from young people across Africa.
Students will be able to learn better than now that we are using English, forcing ourselves to learn the Western language.
There are 250-something ethnic groups in Cameroon speaking almost distinct mother tongues. Just by that alone, there is a problem.
If we were speaking a common African language, we would understand ourselves.
Scholars and stakeholders have proposed Kiswahili be adopted as Africa's common language. And though it's common in East and Central Africa, not everyone is backing the idea.
If you now want a unifying language, one language for Africa, then we start looking at it. Should it be an indigenous language? Which one will we adapt?
Well, that is how complicated it sounds. I will also be talking to a linguistic expert from Cameroon, a country which has been torn apart by what? Language. Please sit back and enjoy the show. I am your host, Zipora Nyambura. Africa, the continent of diversity, it is said to have around 2,000 languages belonging to different native tribes and groups. Nigeria alone has over 500 languages. However, it's still here where a majority of the languages taught in schools are foreign international languages, as I said, like Arabic, English, French, Portuguese, and Spanish. To start off, let's head to Nigeria, Abuja, and hear what the young people there think about this whole debate.
Language is like, it's a uniting factor. If I speak my language and you understand my language, you speak, I understand your language, it breaks the barrier of me looking at you as you're speaking French and I speak English. If we were speaking a common African language, we would understand ourselves. And I would not look at you with a bias or something. I would look at you like we belong together because we speak the same language. It's like a uniting factor.
Somebody from the north, like the Fulanis, the Tupiris, if they were speaking the same language with somebody from the northwest, like the Etangkom, the Lamso, or somebody from the south, like the Beti, and the others would have solved the problem because there will not be different cultures joined together. It will only be one culture, and therefore it will solve the problem of the language. And it will solve the problem between French and English.
So if there were a single language for Africa, which I think is very possible, because you bear with me that before colonialism, Africa was a single country, permit me say. And if you want to look at the formation of the different languages that we have in Africa, they kind of operate under a similar morpheme. Reasoning deductively, let's borrow the situation from the African continent. It's the same in Cameroon. There are 250-something ethnic groups in Cameroon speaking almost distinct mother tongues. Just by that alone, there is a problem. But if somebody from the West will speak and somebody from the North understands, or somebody from the East speaks and somebody from the Southwest understands, you bear with me that we have very little or no linguistic constraints. Most of the problems we have are because people speak different languages and they feel that just because they speak different languages, they share opposing views.
Well, while many agree it is necessary, there's only one challenge. Which language would that be? South African opposition party leader Julius Malema last year called for adoption of Kiswahili as Africa's common language. Swahili is arguably the most spoken language in terms of geographical reach. I mean, at least 150 million people from mainly Kenya, Tanzania, Uganda, Rwanda, Burundi, and Democratic Republic of Congo speak the language. But that is not the case in West African countries like Ghana, Cameroon, Mali, and Nigeria, where many people say Swahili is a foreign language to them.
Having to ask other people to actually take in a new language, which actually comes from another culture, actually is much more like an insult to a pride. Instead of creating all the troubles and having to insult someone's pride and having to cause all the trouble, then we can just create a new language, which actually can be a combination of many other languages which have already been spoken before, and just like make it much more easier to be studied, to be learned.
If you tell me I should drop my mother tongue and pick up Kiswahili because we are looking for a unified Africa, then I think you are already looking for trouble.
Critics and language experts also say that agreeing on one African language will be difficult. Swahili is also one of the working languages of the Africa Union and officially recognized as lingua franca of the East African community. To expand further, I talked to Dr. Tang Lucien, a lecturer at the University of Bamenda. Take a listen.
It may be two ways. It may be possible, or it may not be possible. For the short term, it can never be possible, because when are they going to train everybody to be able to speak that language? Which language are we going to use to begin with?
You're right. There is a question of which language. As we've heard in the course of this program, already there are diverse opinions. So what possibilities are there?
If we say maybe children who are born from now onward, they are taught the language in school, when they start going to school, they are taught how to read and how to write the language, we may succeed. Because even in one country, if you take maybe Nigeria, they don't have just one. They have about three, Yoruba, Igbo, and then, because you come to Cameroon, you want to take what language? What are you going to take? Is it Fulfulde? Is it Douala? Is it Lamso? You go to any other country, maybe Ivory Coast, they want to also force their own language. People will be like, why use the other language? Why not you? Don't you use my own language? So for long-term purposes, it may work with time, but if we want to say now, there will be some arguments, people will not be for it, but at the end, it may succeed. At the end, it may succeed.
What do you think are the other main setbacks to attaining one common African language?
You have a lot of difficulty because you need to get language experts to determine the language. Language which has already been written, that people can speak it. Because you may not just get to the field and start getting the language. Maybe you don't have speakers of those languages, you don't have written, you don't have primers, you don't have material for the language. You start developing it. So it will be good to decide on a language that has already been written and that people can teach. You teach teachers to teach the language before people can be able to speak it. Because it's not easy for an old person to start learning a new language. That's why I say it's a long-term affair that may work with time, but not immediately.
Thank you, Dr. Tang Lucien, a lecturer at the University of Bamenda. And to our listener have also been giving us your feedback on this. Angalaura says having one language in Africa is not a solution. Instead, we should thrive in our diversity. And responding to Okiwa Bori says a one official language does not mean we will not use others. And Rokumba says, the problem with us Africans is that just because we enjoy the freedom of communication on social media, we think we can answer questions about everything. He says, adopting Swahili as an African language will be a giant step to Africa's deliverance, unity and prosperity. A very positive comment there.
Say at the grace and no nama. But I just pray you the money on your ma. You supposed to know say me no be newcomer. So my baby make you no go dollar. No go dollar. When the bed with the entire body.
In the studio with me are three dynamic young people from across the continent. Guys, can you please introduce yourselves?
Hello, thanks a lot for inviting me. My name is Josie Switsai Mahachi, all the way from Zimbabwe.
Hello, Zipi. My name is Zahreddin Umar from Kaduna, Northern Nigeria. Ariochin, Nigeria.
Oh, my God. Okay, you'll tell us later.
Yeah, from Michael Nyante Chiyoti, Mifri, Ghana.
Hey, the names sound very native today. Anyway, welcome to the show, guys. Today we are discussing about the possibility of one common African language? Is it a pipe dream? Can it be a reality? But to start off, let's ask, is it even necessary? Oti, what do you think?
I think it's important. We're having this conversation in English. It wouldn't have been possible without one common language. So it's important. However, I think it can be challenging to achieve this.
Already there is one big problem in Africa. We have borders. We need to be borderless first for us to achieve that. So it's very difficult.
Well, I do think we have to start somewhere. What about you, Zahradin?
Yeah, for me, we don't need it because it is not practicable. So we don't need to even start discussing about it.
What then is the way forward? If you say it cannot be done, for example, Zahradin, are you saying that we should stick to the international foreign languages, which we know from our colonial masters, for example?
Yes, we should go with the English, French, and you then know what? In Kenya.
So, sorry to jump
yeah,
in.
Yeah, yeah, in Kenya.
So, sorry to jump in, but I think that your argument is a little flawed because it is in these foreign languages, English, French, this is the mechanism for creating the divide among Africans. I am from Ghana, but we don't have any sort of relationship with Togo, Benin, or Cote d'Ivoire because they speak a language that is French and we speak English. Inherent in the English language is the sense that English people have a certain affinity with other English-speaking African countries.
Okay, Oti, let me ask you. We are in Germany now. I'm just trying to give an example, you understand?
The Germans speak German.
Yeah, they speak German.
They
are proud of their language, yes. But they know how to speak another language. You understand?
Really? Yes,
they do, but they don't want to speak another language.
Okay.
What I'm saying is the way to improve this is to encourage other African countries to integrate the major languages in the continent. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I get your point. But just because it did not work in Europe does not mean it cannot work in Africa. Yeah. What do you think?
Already in Africa, I am focusing more on the borders, which is a good start. If we start there, then maybe we can now think of what languages Africans we can use. Zimbabwe is going to say, okay, let's choose Shona. Your country is going to say, let's use Kiswahili.
And Nigeria will say Hausa.
You see?
Hausa.
So already that is a debate on its own. It's going to be a problem. Yeah. Michael in Ghana will also be talking of another language. When the head of states meet, it's chaos. See,
the point really is that if we are looking forward towards a developed Africa, an Africa where there's opportunity for the teeming youth, we have to find common ground. We have to find common ground. We have to make compromises. You know, somebody can say, let's use Kiswahili. Yes, sure. We should probably do that because already it's a language that is widely spoken across Eastern and Southern Africa. So it would make sense to promote it across other African countries.
How many people speak Hausa?
It doesn't mean that you have to drop Hausa.
Mm-hmm.
Just as we are speaking English now,
yeah,
so how about we replace English with Kiswahili? So that becomes the main language on the continent. But in Nigeria, you can still speak Hausa, transact business in Hausa. However, when you go to Zimbabwe 10 years from now, you are able to interact with Josie in Kiswahili.
Why not use Shona and English and
compromise.
Not Kiswahili? Why not Shona? Why not Hausa? Why not your language? Why not Yoruba?
Ching. Tree is very important. Yeah, exactly. And I mean, ideally, I'd like for it to be the language spoken. But
why not Yoruba?
Why not Igbo?
For example, South Africa adopted Kiswahili mm-hmm. as an official language mm-hmm. just this year. It does not mean that they dropped the other languages. Actually, they launched it in 2020 in schools. Is one African language possible?
Yeah, all of us here agreed that it is not possible. So what I'm saying is I'm pushing for integration. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, let's remove identities. You're not from Nigeria. You're not from Ghana. I'm not from Zimbabwe. You're not from King. We are Africans. Let's speak from that mentality.
So we are discussing why Swahili should not work. But what do you think, Oti?
Dan Everett, who is a very popular linguist, has said that for every or any language to develop, there are two key things that one needs. There has to be signs and there has to be grammar. So, for instance, if for the purposes of argument, we say we are going to adopt Kiswahili, Kiswahili, as it's spoken in Eastern Africa, would be different from Kiswahili spoken in West Africa. My question really is, there has to be standardization of the language for it to be taught in schools, for textbooks to be produced. Now, which Kiswahili is going to be the standard upon which every other variant is going to be built?
Tanzania is like the home of Swahili, for example. Swahili is very simple. Zaharadin, can I teach you a little bit? Can you say Hakuna Matata?
Hakuna Matata.
Do you know what that means?
I don't know.
Thank you for that interesting debate. That is Josie Mahachi from Zimbabwe, Michael Oti from Ghana, and Zara Dean from Nigeria. Now, let's head to Cameroon, where the language crisis is a problem. It is called the Anglophone crisis in the southern part of the country, which has left nearly 3,000 people killed and 500,000 displaced. Cameroonians speak predominantly French. Could one common African language be the solution in that case? Let's see what young Cameroonians think.
What they need to do, to my own opinion, to solve the language problem is to intensify bilingualism and not introducing another indigenous language.
Well, in relation to English and French, you bear with me that the colonial heritage, to a very marginal extent, is part of the problems that Cameroon is facing. If you scrape that out, I dare say, if you scrape that out, Cameroon will have very little issues to worry about linguistically.
I think adopting a common African language to use in Cameroon is not going to solve the problem of language because, as a matter of fact, there are over 250 ethnic groups in Cameroon or tribes in Cameroon with different languages. So it's going to be pretty difficult which of the language is going to be adopted and used. So there's going to be a problem at that level now to adopt another language. I think it's actually not going to solve the language problem in Cameroon.
Had it been where even in our school we have been taught in our indigenous language, students will be able to learn better than now that we are using English, forcing ourselves to learn the Western language.
Well, before we wrap up the show, we head to Abuja, Nigeria, where Ben Shemang has been talking to young people there.
The Westerners have balkanized Africa in such a way made us look completely different and independent of each other in such a way that we don't even trust in my neighboring tribe anything that I do if it is not from my own tribe. In Africa as a whole, yes, Kiswahili is seen as the most indigenous language in Africa. But how many countries do speak Kiswahili? What happens to the Arab world? What happened to the other parts of the continent? I feel embarrassed when I go out on assignments and I meet Francophone-speaking journalists who will tell me, who will speak to me in English, and I will be unable to speak to them in French. And that gives me a concern and worry.
Don't you think time is ripe enough for Africa to have one?
How can we develop it? We can't develop a language today and adapt and say this language is our own language in Africa today. I don't think it's possible.
We can still be united, even as we speak different languages.
Hausa has also transcended beyond Nigeria, so I think it would be good if Hausa is adopted.
Mercy, you agree with her? What's her thinking?
Igbos and the Yoruba people may not like it, but they should accept the fact that they are just a minority in the country.
So who selects this language, after all?
I don't know.
So who do you think should select the language?
You know, the language that we have right now is being selected by the colonial masters. But this one, we should do it ourselves.
Those are young Nigerians. They are telling us their views on what they think about one common African language.
Woo! El Rey Mago, Apel with Kid.
This debate does not stop here. Please head on to our YouTube channel, DW Africa, and listen to an engaging debate by my colleague, Eddie Micah Jr. We also have more stories for you. Check out more of our 77% stories on our page, dw.com/Africa. From me and the rest of the team, now it's bye for now. In Swahili, kwaheri. I'm Zipora Nyambura.
T'inquiète pas, j'assure tes arrières. Regarde-moi et dis-moi, Faria, au revoir, j'y. Nous appelle-moi bébé, on a la.